Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Bo, we hear about the mitzvos associated with the Korban Pesach. Unlike in future Pesachs, this Pesach, this Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, was different in a number of ways. And one of the ways that it's different is that the blood of the Korban Pesach in Egypt had to be spread on the doorposts and on the upper beam of the door. And the Torah says in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chav Gimel, that Hashem will pass through to bring a plague to the Egyptians, and Vira'a es hadam al hamashkof vial shtei hamezuzos. Hashem will see the blood on the upper beam of the door and on the two doorposts, and Ufasach Hashem al haPesach, and Hashem will pass over the door, and no Jewish home will suffer. That's the pasuk that we all know, the pasuk that gives us the name of the Yontif Pesach, and in English of Passover, Passover. And on that pasuk, the Mechilta says that the blood that Bnei Yisrael put on the doorposts, says the Medrash, Ze Dam HaAkedah. This is the blood of the Akedah, of Akedas Yitzchak. What does that mean? What does this Medrash mean? It's not the blood of the Akedah. There was no blood at the Akedah. This is the blood of the Korban Pesach, not the Akedah. So what does this Medrash mean? This question is asked by the Shem Mishmuel, Rav Shmuel Borenstein, the second Sacheshava Rebbe, who died in 1926, and he offers the following powerful explanation in the Shem Mishmuel on our Parsha in the year 5671 or 1911. In Parshas Vayishlach, right before Yaakov Avinu met with Esav for the first time after Esav vowed to murder Yaakov, right before that encounter, Yaakov davened to Hashem. In Sefer Breishis, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud, Yaakov called upon Hashem to save him. Elokei Avi Avraham, Velokei Avi Yitzchak, the God of my father Avraham, and the God of my father Yitzchak. And the Medrash in Breishis Rabbah, Parsha Ayin Vav Piska Dalet, asks, Ha Le'esav Lo? Yaakov is calling on the God of his father and grandfather, but weren't Avram and Yaakov also the father and grandfather of Esav? How did Yaakov hope to save himself from Esav? By invoking his father and grandfather. They were also Esav's father and Esav's grandfather. The Medrash asks this question and answers, Habocher bedarcheihem v'haosek ma'aseihem, Ani miskayim alav. I, says Hashem, will help anyone who chooses to follow in the ways of the Avos, and anyone who chooses to act like they acted. But anyone who chooses not to follow the Avos and not to act like they acted, I will not help them, says Hashem. I will not support them. Yaakov followed in the footsteps of the Avos, but Esav didn't. Therefore, says Hashem, even though Yaakov and Esav have identical ancestors, I will support Yaakov and I will not support Esav. That's the Medrash in Parshas Vayishlach, and the Shem Mishmuel says that that is what's going on in Parshas Bo. If you want to invoke the Zchus of the Akedah, if you want to connect to the remarkable Zchuyos of what Avram and Yitzchak accomplished at the Akedah, you have to act like Avram and Yitzchak. Shechting the Korban Pesach, a lamb that the Egyptians worshipped, and posting that its blood in public expressed incredible mesirus nefesh on the part of Bnei Israel. You want to be saved during this last Makkah? You want to be brought out of Egypt? You must act like the Avos acted, and then you will bring down, so to speak, the zechuyos of Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, of the Avos, Imahos, and especially of Akedas Yitzchak. With the shechting of the Korban Pesach, Bnei Israel learned clearly that it's not enough to remember the Akedah, and it's not enough to learn about the Akedah. Those are, of course, very important things, but they're not enough. To have the zechuyos of the Akedah, we have to do things to express mesirus nefesh, that is similar, that's along the lines of the Akedah. God willing, the nisyonos that we are faced with will not be as challenging as the Akedah, but that's not what Hashem requires. He wants us to act along the lines of the Akedah, in the direction of the Akedah, so to speak. Each one of us can and must express our own mesirus nefesh in our own lives. We must express in our own lives complete and utter dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu and show ourselves that everything we do is with Hashem in mind, with complete mesirus nefesh, and in that way we too will be zocha imirtz Hashem to the zechuyos of the avos and of the akedah, and we too will be taken out of our own galus imirtz Hashem to the geula b'mehera v'yameinu. Have an amazing day, everyone.